Hi. This week the question is, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Let the dead bury the dead"? In Luke chapter 9, verse 59 and 60, "Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.'" At first, this passage seems to portray Jesus as being a little bit unreasonable. It first appears, here's a young man whose father has just died, and he would like to attend his father's funeral, but as soon as the funeral is over, he will come to work for Jesus. And this seems like a reasonable request, and it would seem at first that Jesus was being a little bit unreasonable in denying this request. But on a closer examination, we see that Jesus was not being unreasonable at all. This young man's father was probably not dead yet. He was probably only sick. The young man was waiting to stay home with his ailing father until he died, and then he would bury him and begin to follow after Jesus. And since this was probably happening, it's understandable why Jesus would say what he did. First, who knows how long the father would linger before finally dying? And second, if this young man wanted to wait until his father died, what is there to prevent him later from wanting to wait until other relatives die also? In other words, people will always have sick relatives. And if men put off following the Lord until there are no sick relatives, then no one will follow the Lord. Third, this passage is teaching that there are priorities in life. Men have to choose what is most important in their lives. The Bible teaches that God and His business are more important than family, because God is the Creator, and it is before Him that we all one day must stand in order to be judged on the last day. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. God, because of who He is, deserves first place in the lives of people. Family must come second. And fourth, when Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their own dead," He meant that there were other members in the family of this young man who were spiritually dead. They had chosen not to follow after God's way, and because of that, they were dead spiritually. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And yet, even though these other family members were dead spiritually, they were still alive physically, and they could watch over the ailing father until he died. The passage which sums this story up the very best, I think, is Matthew 10 and verse 37. Jesus said there, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." If men want to be saved in heaven and live in heaven with God eternally, they'll have to learn that nothing is more important than God and His way. The choice is up to each person. God does not force anyone to serve Him, but each person must remember that there are consequences when he chooses not to serve God. People don't have to serve God, and God doesn't have to save them. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.